Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome to the Marriage and More podcast with your hosts, Sterling and Soretta Smith, where they talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more.
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Marriage and More with your hosts, Sterling Smith and Soretta Smith, where we talk about love, life, marriage, and a whole lot more. I am rolling solo this week. Sterling and I are in opposite cities on different time zones. And so your girl is rolling solo. I'm missing my bud, my boo, and my bae. Yes, I am. I'm complaining and I'm whining. And I cannot wait to get back home to him. We find ourselves, because of our occupations and our careers, sometimes we find ourselves in separate cities, separate states, you know, sometimes different countries. But we've, you know, military families, so it's something that, you know, we've experienced before, we've navigated through before. And so, yeah, I've been away from him now for about 7 days, and I can't wait to get back home. So it is what it is, as they say, and, I'm making the best of it. So want to thank you so much for taking the time to tune into the show today. So, like I said, it's a little bit different without having Sterling here, but hopefully the topic that I'm going to talk about today is something that's going to be interesting, something that's going to, get us to start thinking. It's going to be something centered around women, get us to start thinking about things. But yeah, I am in New Orleans, the beautiful city of New Orleans. It's been great down here. The food is amazing. I've been eating in some of the famous soul food places and some of the famous barbecue places. And so just really kind of outside of work, also getting a chance to enjoy the culture of the city and take in some sights and have a good time. And so that's always great. That's one of the things I love about my job is, you know, getting to travel and see new places and experience new things. And if you guys know me, you know I'm a foodie. So I always do my research before I come to a city to see where the spots are to eat the good food. And so, yeah. And then this weekend, I'll be heading to DC to celebrate grandbaby's first birthday. She's going to be 1 year old on Sunday, August the 14th. And so we are so excited about that first grandbaby girl, and she's turning 1 year old. And so we are ecstatic and looking forward to celebrating her this weekend and spoiling her and loving her. Cause you know, that's what grandparents do, right? And so Sterling is tickled pink. We were out shopping and, you know, he was just so excited, and it was just really fun watching him. It reminded me of when the kids were little and when we would shop for them at birthdays and Christmas and stuff like that. So kind of reliving some of those moments and watching him be a G-pa is really, really heartwarming and fun to see. So what's been going on in the world? Man, since the last time we talked, wow, Icon Olivia Newton-John passed away. This week, you know, I think if you're in that 80s era, we grew up watching Grease, you know, her and John Travolta, Grease and Xanadu and all of the other shows that she was on and the music that we made. And she was just such a beautiful soul. She had been battling breast cancer for many, many years. And so we are thankful to God for the gift of the one and only Olivia Newton-John and what she gave to our society and our era. And may she rest in peace. Also, the actor from Magnum, the Magnum P.I. actor, Cole, I think, I can't remember his name right off the top of my head, but if you grew up watching the original Magnum P.I., than he was TC. He played TC on Magnum P.I. He was 83 years old. I didn't realize that he was that old. I was just talking to Sterling. I was saying, man, that means Tom Selleck is up in some age. You know, he plays on Blue Bloods. But, yeah, we lost him. And so grew up watching Magnum P.I. You know, he flew the airplane. He was kind of Magnum's right-hand guy. And so, yeah, rest in peace to the actor that played TC on Magnum P.I. What else is happening? Man, I'm telling you, football season's about to get started. I know a lot of folks are excited about that. I'm not too particularly excited about it. It means that's where Sterling will be on the couch watching college football, professional football, and I'm sure we will take in some high school football. Well, listen, what I want to talk about this week, I want to talk this week to women about women supporting women and why women don't support women. I have been reading a book by an author. It's called Dare to Lead by Brenine Brown. I hope I pronounced her first name correctly. And it is a dynamic book about leadership. And as I'm reading this book, I have just been reflecting on my experiences with women, being supported by women, sometimes not being supported by women. And it just brought back a lot of memories, and it brought back a lot of situations and circumstances that I found myself in. And so I've just been thinking about this, and I thought, well, since I'm rolling solo this week, I wanted to talk to women about women supporting women and why a lot of times women don't support women. You know, we are not in the dominant group. Men are in the dominant group, and a lot of times we don't receive support from men in that dominant group. And so it's important, I think, for women to stick together and to support one another. And so what are some of the reasons that, you know, women don't support one another? And I can say in my personal experiences, especially when you talk about being in the workforce, and you're competing for jobs and promotions, you know, it creates this competition. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with competition. I think competition can be healthy. But I think when the competition turns into something ugly, when it turns into you, gossiping about someone, spreading malicious rumors about someone, purposely and intentionally trying to tear down someone's character and degrade their name, I think that's when the competition, the friendly competition, when it turns into something ugly and it's hurtful and it's harmful, that's when I think it becomes problematic. And so I've had experiences where, you know, where I have been competing, whether it be for a job or a position or running for an office within an organization, and, you know, women, where I was competing with other women, and they have, you know, made comments to try to smear my name or to cause people to look at me in a negative light, to sway their votes or to sway the those that are in the position of making the decision of who to hire or who to promote. And so, you know, as women, that's a hard issue, I think. And I think not even with just women, but what I think about when we talk about people in the world who do things like that, I think it boils down to a heart issue. But just understanding why, even sometimes with men, even if they may not agree or if they may have an issue with someone, they're more likely a lot of times to stick together. But I found that women, we don't stick together. I know that jealousy and envy can also be factors that contribute to why a woman may not support another woman. And again, it goes back to being a heart issue. And so we know that jealousy, I have a book called Jealousy and Envy, The Diabolical Duo. You can pick it up on Amazon.com. But we know that jealousy deals with the person's position. And so a lot of times people will be jealous of where you are positioned in life. They'll be jealous of where others are positioned in your life, and they feel like they should be where you are. And so that's what creates the jealousy. And if you study that word out, jealousy, coming from a biblical connotation, it means murder. And so when people are jealous of you, when you're in a position or a place that they feel like they should be there, it's not so much that they don't want you there. They just don't want you to get there before they get there. You can arrive and obtain that position in that place after them. They don't have a problem with that, but they want to be there first. They want to ascend to that place, that position. They want to ascend to that place, that space in a person's life before you. They want to be number one. And so literally it will cause people to murder your character, to murder your name, to attack you. Sometimes they do it open and out front, overtly. Sometimes they do it covertly. People will smile in your face, and pretend like they care about you, like they love you, like you're their friend, you know, like they really like you. But then behind the scenes, overtly, they are working, to tear your name down, to tear who you are down. And so that's the jealousy piece of it. It deals with the position. The envy piece of it deals with your possessions. It could be material possessions. It could be your gifts, your talents, your skills, your abilities. And so they see what you have and they want what you have. If it's a car, if it's a house, if it's a gift to sing, if it's a gift to write, whatever it is. And so I call them the diabolical duo, because normally where jealousy is, envy is going to be. Because when you're positioned and you're where and you're in that place called there, that's what I like to call it, the place called there, the place where you are walking in God's purpose for your life and you're walking in his destiny, your destiny. When you're in that place called there and you are, you know, producing and being fruitful, along with that is going to come the blessings that will allow you to possess certain things. It's just the law of, you know, seed time and harvest, right? It's the law of sowing and reaping, right? And so that's why I call them the diabolical duo, because most of the time where jealousy is, envy is going to show up. And so that's another reason why women don't support women, because they allow this diabolical duo to creep inside their heart. And so, again, it goes back to being the basic reason why we don't support one another. I think the foundation of it is a heart issue. And so we have to search our hearts when we find ourselves as women downing other women, as women cutting other women down, as women gossiping about women, as women spreading lies and rumors about women. As women, we think we perceive one thing about someone, but we should take the time to go and talk to that woman and ask questions and find out, get the truth before we get out and spread lies and rumors and just things that are hurtful and harmful and malicious, all with the intent to position ourselves in the place that we feel like we should be and that they shouldn't have. Well, I hope this is really helping somebody on tonight. And so I want to talk about some ways that we can show support to women. Listen, women, we go through enough as it is. Again, we are not, you know, we are not the dominant power group in our society. We know that men are. And so we already have to work harder, be better, educate ourselves to certain levels, just to be able to compete in a world that's dominated by men. And so the last thing that we need is other women, you know, our sisters, giving us a hard time, causing stress, strain, and struggle in our lives, holding us down, out there bad mouthing us. I mean, that's the last thing that another woman needs. We need support. We need our sisters to lift our arms up. We need our sisters to support us. We need our sisters to say, hey, what can I do to help you? And if you find yourself in a situation where you are competing for a job, where you are competing for a position within an organization, then, you know, just stand on who you are as a person. Just stand on what your platform is. Stand on your resume. Let your resume speak for you. You know, you don't have to try to tear somebody else down to boost yourself up, to make yourself look good. Talk about the issues instead of talking about another sister. You know, that's what we need to do. Because your works, your resume, your skills, your abilities, the things that you've done, the time that you put in, all of those things will speak for you. So I want to encourage women to really, really be mindful. So let's talk about, I want to talk about three ways that we can support women, three ways that we as women can support women. Number one, let the important women in your life know they're important to you. It's just that simple. Let the important women in your life know that they're important to you. Sometimes, you know, all we need to hear as women from another woman is that, listen, you're important to me. You're important to me. You matter to me. Whatever concerns you concerns me, and you matter to me. And you know, you can let them know that they're important to you by giving them a compliment, a genuine compliment. You know, when I see women, I like to say, hello, beautiful. And if you know me, and if you're a woman and you know me, then you know, I mean, that's kind of like my lead when I see other women. It's hello, beautiful. Because I want to impart that into women. I want women to know that they're beautiful. I want to say something kind to women. And sometimes I don't have enough time to have a long, drawn out conversation. But I hope that hello, beautiful, that it puts a smile on their face and it resonates with them. So it could be something as giving a genuine compliment. All right. Listening. Another way that you can let women know that they're important to you, listening without being quick to problem solve or criticize, listening without judgment. I think we as women need to work on that. Lots of times we just need to get things off our chest. We're looking for spaces and opportunities that we can be open and vulnerable and not be judged, right? Like, let me just tell you what's going on. Let me tell you how I feel without you judging me or without you trying to solve the problem for me. Let me just be in this moment where I can just release what it is that I need to release and get off me, right? And so without the judgment, without you trying to tell me what it is I need to do and what I shouldn't have done. So that's another way that we can let women know, we can let each other know that we're important to each other. Tell them you appreciate them. You can tell them you appreciate them and let them know why. I appreciate you because you always have my back. I appreciate you because we don't have to talk every day. But when we do talk, it's like we pick up where we left off. I appreciate you because you allow me to be me. I don't have to put on masks and false pretenses. Let them know that you appreciate them and why. And this goes both ways. When someone offers you a compliment, accept it graciously. Show appreciation for when you notice that someone is listening to you with empathy. We got to listen with empathy. All right, number two, bond with women over positives rather than shared enemies. Well, Lord, shut the door. Shut the door. Pull the curtains down. My, 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 my. Bond with women over positives rather than shared enemies, right? We like to gossip. You know, women like to gossip. I mean, let's just keep it real. At 100, right? And sometimes we think our gossip is innocent. You know, we may gossip not in a way to be hurtful or petty, but because, you know, human beings are fascinating, right? And so I'm not always saying that the gossip is malicious and it's hurtful and it's petty. Sometimes it's just we're watching human beings and they're fascinating. And so, but a lot of times we can become close to people because we have a mutual dislike for somebody. It could be a boss. It could be a classmate. It could be a colleague. And so you want to make sure that you're not bonding with people or becoming close with another woman because you have a shared enemy, right? It's pretty shallow, and it's not going to be enough to sustain a real friendship, especially if, you know, this leads to bullying or some type of exclusionary behavior. And one of the things that, you know, I really, really dislike is when someone approaches me or we're friends and then they have a disagreement with someone, and because they're not speaking to this one or they're upset with this person, now they expect me not to be civil to this person or not to have a friendship with this person. And, you know, that's just not right. And so it's very high schoolish, to be quite honest with you. And so we want to make sure that we bond with women over positive things. Let's bond over a community event, over doing something positive in the community. Let's bond over, getting out and helping somebody and blessing somebody. We want to bond over things that are positive, and not because I don't like somebody and you don't like somebody, and so we're going to bond over that. We're better than that, especially Christian women. You know, that's not Christ-like at all. All right. Okay. Number three, be kind to one another. I mean, you know, we it seems so complicated, but really it's not complicated at all. Showing support to other women, it's not complicated. It's not costly. Just be kind to one another, you know, showing compassion, having compassion, showing patience, just being kind to one another. I mean, we all know what it means to be kind to somebody. And I think we can practice being kind to people a whole lot more, especially in this COVID era with and now we've got monkeypox, and they're talking about polio, and there's so many different things going on in the world. And people in general just need people to be kind. Kindness will go a long way, you know, and again, kindness doesn't always have to be something that's expensive or costly. You know, kindness can comprise of a lot of different things. Just being there, a smile, a take your time, a don't worry. You know, I have your back. It's okay. You know, you don't have to worry. You know, I can do that for you. Let me help you. Just being kind to one another. A lot of times women are so unkind, and we see a lot of this in reality TV. And sometimes I cringe, you know, and sometimes reality TV, I like a little ratchet, you know, it's my guilty pleasure. And it's shame on me for watching it and indulging in it and sitting there and partaking of it. But sometimes I actually cringe and shake my head when I'm watching some of the reality TV, when women and the interaction between women, it is just downright, you know, it makes me wonder, like, you know, is this really just entertainment? Are they acting? Or is it possible that women are really treating one another like this? I mean, they're so unkind. They're mean-spirited. It's just unimaginable. And number four, and I know I said it was three things, but I had four things. Be kind to yourself. You know, let's face it, the discrimination toward women doesn't end when we get to ourselves. Most of us are far, you know, in fact, most of us are far harder on ourselves than other people in our lives. And so we've got to start talking to ourselves a bit nicer and being nicer to ourselves and being kind to ourselves. We know that female relationships can be complicated. But if we can take a little time and reflection to consider how we could be making small changes in how we think about one another, our feelings and our actions toward ourselves and other women, that could go a long way. I hope that, you know, some of this is thought provoking to you. It will help you to look at and examine some of the female relationships in your life, the interaction between you and other women, women in your workplace, women at church, women in your family, women in your neighborhood, women in your community, women that you're on various organizations with. You know, I really want to challenge, and I'm challenging myself as well as a woman to really evaluate my interactions with women in all areas of my life. And I'm going to really pledge and try to, you know, and I don't think that I am this mean-spirited person. I certainly don't go around, you know, at this level of leadership. When you get a certain age and you reach certain levels of leadership, you should know better. You should be trained better. You should do better. You should be the example of what it looks like to lead. And in this book, she talks about this, leaders that lead from their hearts and not leaders that lead from a place of fear and their pain and their trauma. And I think a lot of times as women, we deal with one another from that place of fear, from that place of our pain, and from that place of our trauma. And so I'm hoping that we will re-examine our interactions with women, that we will help to lift up other women. And even when other women are not lifting you up, and it can be a hard, you know, it's a hard saying, you know, the Bible says, pray for your enemies. And sometimes I know that can be challenging and difficult, but somebody has to lead from that place of love that Dr. Brown talks about in her book, that heart, that leading from that heart and that place of love. And so I hope that, you know, we as women will take the lead, we'll take the reins, and we will begin to change the culture of how women support women, and that we will begin to support one another more and the culture of what that looks like. So that's kind of all I have for you today. Again, I'm missing my boo, my bud, and my bae. And I would really love to have had his input here on this matter, a perspective from a man. And maybe we'll follow it up next week and talk about it when we have Sterling on board to hear his perspective and his take. As always, I want to thank you for supporting this show. You can always listen to our podcast on BashaniRadio.com. Or you can, better yet, download the Bashani Radio app. And then we've got something new. If you go to the BashaniRadio.com, you can download the code, the QR code, and scan the code, and it takes you directly to the show. We're thankful to Mr. Randall. He is always coming up with ideas to help improve and promote our shows. And so we're so thankful for him. And stay tuned for some information on how you can follow us on social media. We'd love to hear if you can shoot us an email or call in and leave a comment. And as always, I would like to end with our marriage mantra. And Sterling and I say something like this: the more you put in your marriage, the more you're going to get out of your marriage. Until next week, you guys take care, be blessed, and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Marriage and More podcast with Sterling and Soretta Smith. Follow Sterling and Soretta on Instagram and Facebook at Marriage and More with Sterling and Soretta.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.